with a balance or with balance your identity. I do women in conversation and I'm happy to get on
Hello. Yes. I do the weekend breakfast show 6 to 10 a.m. with Bumano, Saturdays and Sundays. And today we're having a guest.
Like also the two guys.
Amazing.
Like today we have our guest Ntando Dlungwana from Meristos, and the reason why we have her namhlanje is because we have a letter from umlaleli osibhalelile. A letter ithi, I was dating this guy, of which I don't believe they were dating, but I was dating this guy. I ended up getting pregnant and I'm thinking of terminating.
Yeah.
That's why we have Ntando, because she deals with those things all the time. So we needed a medical point of view, Ntando. That's why you're here
all the time.
Yeah. So welcome to the balance.
Thank you.
So, okay, because not a problem. It's a corner. Mm-hmm. You know, Uti and I'm abando abadirage psychologically sometimes, you know, to handle our situations and then allow.
Yes.
So what happens is you find yourself in a situation whereby uchola nomuntu and you only realize afterwards actually besingajoli bengawona umathandana when sekukhona into responsibility njengokuba pregnant and manje you find yourself usowedwa in the situation. And that's when we come to the idea of terminating, because yes. Now you are alone. But like, uyedwa, ufeeling as if harassment and support from lo munda bejelo kuts umakonda na wat. So really, ingondo yake, I understand. Utaga kabang straight, because I was with kato no munda nam trying to for exercise so wet, and yonke di delay ibe normal.
So in instances as in jail. First, if you let's understand, you see, abantu benza ama termination as one abantu who are in relationships, so boyfriend-girlfriend relationships strictly.
Yeah.
Ukhona abantu who are married,
yes,
who might not want to have a kid and they are pregnant at that time, but they can't afford to have a child. Mm-hmm. But in an instant where ukuthi umuntu wabo besjola or besmjontjana, and now there's this pregnancy, esiyenzekile. First of all, umuntu wesifazane kufanele azi ukuthi legally in South Africa, you cannot go and have a termination. Not your mother, not your father, not umfundisi, not even the father of that baby can tell you ukuthi angeke uze uye lapho. Or atshele ukuthi hamba uyoyenza.
But you can get advice from who would like.
You can definitely get advice. I mean, we always say do not go into a termination or do not go and make that decision. First of all. And in my clinic aid, Tina Marie Stokes, and yeah, this is the seat room for you to go ahead with the termination before we do a consultation.
But you are saying, how am I even able to think straight when I'm in this situation? Because Pella, I'm not in a situation and you feel like you are alone. And
this is very sad that Makumbalo would say we get into these things. I'm a consequence. And Messiah Oyazi would say when I do unprotected sex, these are the consequences are possible. And when that thing happens, we'll see you victim, man.
But what happens to the child who's raped by Umanum and now she's pregnant? What do we say about that child? That child is a victim.
Yeah. Well, those are different scenarios. I was just saying
in this case, too much.
But when those things happen, let's act as if we bomb how we mom.
Ufika kanjani vele ngoba awukwazi ukuthi ungaba kule situation ekanje whereby umuntu evele kubaleka ngeenyawo. Okay, abantu bayabaleka guys, yes. And umuntu nibe ku relationship ka 10 years abaleke,
yes,
uma ngabe sekuqhamuka i-pregnancy because irresponsibility, and it's not everyone not ready for irresponsibility. Okay, but in this case nisathi ninje niyaqaba ukuhlangana. This is the right person. engakwazi ukuthi ngise ngenze an unprotected sex with. We understand? Umuntu uzoqhamuka azikhava, but no, we use protection. Qhumile condom. Yabo, they will give you zonke lezi zinto zokuzama ukuzivikela. Omunye uzothi nginelupho, but umntana uhleli esiswini. Omunye athi, no, mina ngithatha amaphilisi, mina ngithatha umjovo. There are stories around i-pregnancy maseyenzekile. Kodwa iqiniso lithi, right now angikho ready mentally. I'm not in the right state of mind ukuthi ngikhulise umntwana. That's why I want to terminate.
So,
like yeah. I said, firstly, we are getting our nurses and we do a consultation. We are very trained, very well trained. So, we've got psychologists as well that we work with. So, if a nurse can detect you, it seems like she's not really sure about it or she's being coerced. Because you get to figure out where umuntu I figure with their boyfriend or their wife, umuntu umuntu uthi eh usithi akafuni.
Yeah.
But now partner uyakhoqa ukuthi enze into le. So we have that talk, we have that consultation and we there's criteria and there's checkboxes that we go through. When they're sure umuthi lo muntu mephuma la after having done this procedure, they are mentally okay to deal with whatever comes after that. But also, siyakwazi ukuthi sixhumanise nama psychologists after that. But the most important thing.
Let me really explain that
because that's something I also grapple with because I am an African and most of what abortion is about is mostly of a Western idea. So. But because it's medical, I have to step into that frame and it's okay, take away all of that and look at it medically. So, from a medical perspective, ubuthi refer a client to a psychologist is because it is deemed as a medical profession, as a medical service. So for me to say, okay, so you've just had a termination, now like who's a spiritual leader or spiritual connector, you can go speak to them. Because angaz ubuthi where is that person's belief? I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Actually that is why it's very important to have these talks. Because if senza lezi inkulumo zibe available to abantu uzothi qambe yakuwena already usenayi understanding your perspective ka good luck here spiritual of which good luck you were mentioning a lot of things.
This is a string of things. I'm telling you, you'll find ukuthi le termination uyenze 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But spiritual izoqala ukuhlaya 10 years later. That I said, awusakwazi ukukhonnekta ukuthi hayi
manishaye
nansi le nto iyangishaya. Every time ma uphupha ubona uphupha ingane idluse ithunzi or uthi uhlele ekameleni or elamba ku-TV bona kuthi ningengane le yabo and ingela izikhuthuze kwayimali ngenakusinga ukwazi ukuthi awukwazi uku-accounta for imali yakho because le ngane and iyakhula isina 10 years
and
iyakhula in spirit. And then if I let the spirit, let's bear now.
So,
what I want to call exactly. He angry. Why would I? Mad. I always say between abortion and or kushulisis is a spiritual suicide. We are humble. They said, "Oh, we are humble," but you're dead because spiritually you're dead.
That's very deep.
And when the spiritual side of you. That is not in sync with your physical, you're dead. You're not living.
Yeah.
So that thing is very, very serious.
It's very easy for a person just to decide, this is my life, I can do whatever.
But we can fix it. We can help you fix it.
How?
It's fixable.
But how do you also realize that it's a problem? Because if I look at it from a medical standpoint, if I need to have a medical procedure done, I will get it done.
I was saying, Uti, something that happened ten years ago.
Yeah.
Then you start experiencing problems in your life, personal life.
And
then somebody advises you and then to go consult a spiritual healer utata whoever. When you get there, mase behlola sekutholakala ukuthi kunomntwana okhona.
You might be right.
Then we start to solve it from there. Then we start to see things taking a new shape.
Abantu the only time la khona befuna ukuthi bazihlole it's when kunama problems. But when they are about to take decisions, they don't normally babheke wonke ama aspects. They will only go into that uma sekune problem. But it's very easy for a person ukuthi ajumpa thathe decision about something, which is why namhlanje we are here and we have incwadi yomlaleli la ongazi ukuthi ayenze lento or angayenzi. And you are lucky enough because you have myself, of which I tell you about the psychologically point of view. You have usisi Untando ozokutshela nge medical point of view and you put like so possible that so siqeda namhlanje izobe resolvekile yonke lento and you will know exactly what to do.
No, you know what we're gonna do?
Yeah,
I will introduce Amakhehla, my guest engilowasebenzisa the weekend breakfast on Sunday. We segment we episode maybe we will just go deep into that.
There's a lot. You can't miss this one, guys. So we have Untando, we have Amakhehla, we have Makhumalo, we have Footlight. Like, you can't go away, guys. Stay tuned.
It's the balance.
The balance. Balancing your identity. No, balancing your identity.
The balance. Balancing your identity.